watch Manning? You see anything different over the years? Has he aged a little, not quite what he was at one point?
That's hard to say. He's still pretty good. He still knows how to win ball games. Manning still knows how to get the ball to the right person at the right time. Very smart on the field. Very impressed by watching him on film.
You had success against him, obviously, in the Super Bowl. You talk about that for you guys, show the film, maybe?
Didn't show the film, but I remember it vividly. But it was just a good day for us. But at the same time, that's another place, another time. And we have to obviously make plays, execute, and, compete on the field against them.
I guess a guy like that who's seen everything, is there a fine line between staying just basic before jumping into your coverage, trying to disguise as long as possible?
Well, it's just a matter of execution. You have to do well at what you do. At the same time, you can't get too caught up in what he's doing, and you can't even execute your own defense. So it's important that we know what we're doing and we do it very well.
As good as he is, an offensive lineman, the offensive line doesn't let him get touched much, and they have some excellent skill position players.
Right.
Ronnie Hillman's the leading rusher for them.
Right.
On the outside, they're very talented.
They are very talented, and we're watching the film. We're very impressed with them. And I think that that's been our theme all week, just making sure we continue to grow, continue to get better, continue to execute, continue to improve all the different areas that we need to improve in. And by the time Sunday comes, we're going to expect to be the best team on Sunday.
Gary Kubiak historically has used his tight ends very well in his offense, and Owen Daniels is very familiar.
Right.
Coming over from the Houston Texans, again, another quality tight end that you're going against.
Right. We know there's a lot of quality tight ends in the league, and we're very aware of the talent, and, we're going to handle it.
Any reason the fantasy owner shouldn't go get Owen Daniels
this week? I'm not into the fantasy business. I'm in the real-life business.
You've got Alden Smith late in the game, and now you've had a quarter of the season to kind of have him and Khalil one side,
right,
and the other side. Do you think you pretty much have the system down the way you want it now, or are you going to be constantly tweaking it?
Well, it's still a work in progress. I think that, as you can see, the players are—they're getting better and better each and every week. I think the rush is coming on at a level. And at the same time, we haven't seen our best yet. You haven't seen the best of Khalil. Have not seen the best of Tuck. Have not seen the best of Alden. So I think that every time we go out, every time we practice, is so important, to our growth.
Seems like pressure up the middle against Peyton Manning has had some success over the years. How big a role is Dan Williams going to play this week for you?
Oh, Dan plays a big role every week. He's a big guy. Big guys play big roles. But we're aware of the film. We're aware of the things we need to do. And we plan to carry out our plan.
Why did you feel comfortable having Dave Amerson play so much, so quickly after you signed him?
Well, the central theme of what we do is competition. He had a fantastic week of practice. So you compete well in practice, and you compete better than the guys that you're going against. You should have a chance to play.
I think you and Jack had both talked about is size, speed, athleticism. What did you pick up kind of getting to know him, seeing how he merged into the scheme after he got here?
Well, he's just a serious ball player. He came here with a purpose. He wants to really get better. He fit in very well, and again, he competed. He had a very good week of practice. And he made himself play. We didn't put him on the field. He put himself on the field by the way he prepared.
Peyton's gonna trust Demaryius Thomas. He's gonna throw a ball up there that if the guy's covered, he's gonna trust him to go get it. You've got to sell your corners on the notion of, hey, that ball is there for you too.
Right, they see the film.
Yeah.
The corners are watching the film, and they know exactly what they're up against. Very talented group, very talented skilled players. It's about when the ball's in the air, who wants it more.
Take a look at the Chicago game. Head coach Jack Del Rio said, the NFL comes down to one play, whether
right.
You make the play or not play. How do you assure that your guys are the ones making that play at the end of the game?
Well, you just have to prepare them. You have to practice. You have to put them in situations, and you have to have good football players. And they know that the difference between winning and losing comes down to a few plays. I think that we always talk about putting yourself in position to win. At the end of ball games, you can't want it any better for a defense. Say, game on the line, defense on the team. It's a defensive team. This is how you want it. And sometimes you might get what you ask for.
Ray Armstrong, snap counts have kind of taken some dips, but how have you seen him respond to that kind of drop in playing time? How has he been practicing? And could he eventually work his way back into?
There's no question. It's about competition. I mean, Ray is a really good football player. He's had some issues and some mistakes, but he's been fighting through. I'm really impressed. He doesn't have his head down. He's not moping. He's finding ways to get better. He's studying. He's working hard, and he's finding ways to improve his game. So I'm very impressed with the way he's responded.
Seems like from the preseason to now, one of the areas that you've improved is in the short yardage defense, especially when you get inside the 10-yard line. It seems like the defense pulls their backs and does a nice job in those situations.
No question. Red zone defense, if they don't score touchdowns, we make them score field goals. That's good for the defense, good for our team. So we are certainly always trying to improve. We're looking at different areas to improve in. Obviously, third down is an area we need to improve in. First and second down have been very well. Deep balls have been okay. But there's always areas we need to get better at. And I think as we grow and get better as a defense, if we want to make that step to be a really good defense, to be up there with the good teams, red zone, two-minute, tackling, third and long situations, obvious situations, you have to make plays.
Your third down defense on Sunday was higher, but you guys have been about 40% before that. Is there a target number that you circle?
We just want to make plays. We just want to understand the situation, make our tackles, put our guys in the best situation for them to be successful, and it comes down to making plays. The defense, the scheme only does so much. Our players have to come together and decide as, third down, we're getting off the field.
Those missed tackle numbers still a little too high for your liking?
Any missed tackle was too high. One missed tackle was too much in this league. It's hard to get wins. It's hard to get people off third down. All the teams are so talented. When you're in position to make plays, you have to make the plays. We have to make the plays.
Charles Woodson talked about swarming to the ball more. Is that something you can drill and work on in practice?
Yeah, you talk about it, you drill it, you show it, and then you give them illustration about it and you continue to emphasize. One of the main issues for coaching is you always get what you emphasize. We're emphasizing, swarming, tackling, turnovers, all these things that are important to our success. Third down, red zone, there's so many situations. The more situations you win, the better defense you turn out to be.
Can you sense in practice that this is, that the players understand that this is a huge opportunity against the division leaders and those early?
Right. Well, we don't make one game bigger than the other. I mean, each game for us is a championship game. You want to play hard and win every game. And that's kind of the way we see it. We want to go 1-0 this week. We want to be the best game, the best team this week, and that's our goal.
Usually division games are a little bit more tense, a little more. You sense any of that?
It's hard to tell. You have to ask them. But for me, we have to win. Whether it's division or whether it's non-division, the wins are very hard to come by and they're very important for us.